What's up, guys? It's Grace and Casey here.
And today on the Tea Time Talk Show, we're going to be talking about whether or not it's okay to date a close friend. So let's get right into it.
Hashtag sister slurp. Okay, guys. So first of all, I think we're going to start off with my opinion and then we'll do Casey's. That sound good?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So first of all, my opinion is going to be no, you should not date a close friend of yours because, number one, it might not work out like you think or want it to. Like, the things you two enjoy as friends, you might not enjoy as partners. That could be FaceTiming each other constantly or playing a certain game on your phones, or that could be physical, like even going to the mall or the movie theater. You might not feel fun with them when you're together. Because there is that connection that comes naturally where you talk about and do the stuff that you both like doing together, you know? I don't really know if that makes any sense to me, but I'm just going to put it out there because that's the way I feel. But anyways, if you two are forcing the fun in the relationship, is it even a real relationship? I'm just saying, if you two were to break up, that will probably not last as a friendship, or it's going to be really awkward or uncomfortable. In the end, you'll most likely just ruin a valuable friendship and you'll get your heart broken. And I mean, what benefit does that have? None, exactly, guys. Okay, now furthermore, this would be really tragic if they were your only friend, because then you would be an absolute loner and you would have no friends after the breakup. If we're being real here, about 99.9% of relationships in middle school end up being broken up at one point in time. And everybody needs friends. I couldn't imagine a world without my friends, I know that for sure. So I guess the message I'm trying to get across with this one is that if you know you'll be risking something major with the relationship, probably shouldn't try anything. So as you can see, there are a lot more bad consequences than good ones, and that's just my opinion. So let's hear from Casey.
Well, first of all, Grace, I really admire your opinions on this matter.
Shucks, thanks.
Okay, now I'm going to give my opinion on the topic. So, I don't think you should date a close friend because you may risk losing a lifelong friendship. After you break up, things may be complicated like most relationships are. If you are part of a friend group with your ex and other people, you may ruin relationships with other friends as well. Nobody will want to be around a couple that just broke up. The atmosphere will be awkward and uncomfortable for everyone. Your friends might be forced to choose a side and you could be left with nobody. This is why you should stick to dating people who are not so close to. Also, you should not date a close friend because you might be dating them for the wrong reasons. You might feel like you already know them really well, but having a normal friendship versus dating someone is completely different. You'll be doing different activities with each other when you are dating than when you are friends. Overall, you should not date a close friend of yours.
All right, Casey, I like that. I think we have some great opinion here, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would say so.
Alrighty then. Okay, Casey, so before we move on to our second part of the podcast here, do you have any final remarks to make?
No, I think I've made my message very clear.
I would say that you have. So, now that we've given our opinions, it's time to hear from someone new.
Everyone, please give a warm welcome to our friend, Courtney.
Woo!
Okay, thank you for coming in today, Courtney, to talk on the Tea Time Talk Show with us.
Of course, it's my pleasure.
I'm sure it is. Just kidding, folks. Me and Courtney are very good friends. Yeah. Okay. So, what is your standing point on dating a close friend of yours, Courtney?
Well, in my opinion, is that if you date a close friend and then break up, you might be very awkward with each other and feel like you can't tell them anything. Or it might be like you weren't even friends anymore because the past relationship was so different from being friends.
Right, and you want your partner to be like your best friend, as they say, right?
Yes, yes.
All right, Casey, let's keep it going.
Could you elaborate on some good consequences of dating a close friend?
Well, some good consequences would be you could see them a lot more. You could just share your darkest secrets more than you did even as your friends. And, well, just in general, you would get to do more things together as a couple, different things, and try new things out as a couple.
Good. Now, could you talk about some of the bad consequences for us, please?
That's a good question. Well, I'd say some bad consequences. As I said before, it would be awkward if you break up, and you might try to be friends after that, but it might not work, so you might end up parting ways because it wouldn't be the same as when you were friends before your relationship.
I like that.
Okay, now, do you have any advice for others in this position of dating a close friend?
Well, my advice to them would be is if you're really in love with that person, you go for it and you do what you feel is right in your position.
Now, let's take a closer look, and I'm going to ask you this personally. Let's say you have a good guy friend of yours, right? And you are looking to be in a relationship with them, but you don't want to ruin the friendship. What would you do in this position, Courtney?
If I was in this position, I would ask them if they have the same feelings, if they're 100% sure, if they do like me, and if they don't, then I would completely understand and just go on being friends. It might be tough, but we could always get back to the same place as we weren't dating, as we clarified that up with each other.
That is a great way to look on things. Okay, final question, Casey. Go ahead.
What would your point be on considering your partner's feelings?
My point would be, in considering my partner's feelings, I would ask them and make sure, if they did like me, make sure that they're 100% committed to it and that they actually do like me and that they would be wanting to do a relationship, and we would still be friends, best friends, as Grace said earlier in the interview, but I would ask him if he's 100% committed to it and wanting to do it with me or a significant other.
I think that's the right way to do things, Courtney.
Thank you.
Thank you for these thoughtful answers. And do you have any final remarks to make?
Well, back to the advice, I'd just like to say if you really want to do something or are unsure about it, just do what your heart feels is right. Ask them, and if not, you can still go back to your old relationship.
That was very good. Thank you, Courtney.
Yes.
Okay, guys, if you don't believe me, Grace, or Courtney, take it from our research.
That's right, Casey. There is sound research to back up our position. Unfortunately, for those of you who are looking forward to getting even closer with that close friend of yours, our sources tell us that isn't such a good idea.
In other words, you're going to remain single, ladies. Friends from Bustle say a good relationship involves way more than just two friends who are attracted to one another. So this is the most important thing to ask yourself. Do your values line up? The best way to tell if you are better off as friends is asking yourself how much you respect their values. Like Coach Callie Rogers tells Bustle, we can be friends with a lot of people with varying values, but it's totally different when you start dating them. If you love being around someone, but you don't necessarily see eye to eye on things that are pretty important to you, it's best to stay friends.
Bustle makes a good point, but now we have some other good friends from hercampus.com who have some cons of dating a good friend, and we're going to list them for you. We have a quote from their website that says, "You may be entering the relationship out of comfort and because it's familiar, not necessarily because you want something romantic." Now, they do have a client who's dating a girl because he likes the way she loves him. He's just interested in receiving what she has to offer because she's a good friend to him. Before you and your friend go out on a date, think about why you're willing to give this guy a shot, or girl. If the convenience and comfort are your only reasons, it may be smart to move on to the next person.
Well, that just about wraps it up, folks. Thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoyed this special episode of Tea Time Talk Show featuring Grace and I.
And don't forget to join us next week when we discuss what true couple goals are. That's it for now. Bye!